loves. Happy Friday. Happy almost October. Happy end of September. Happy fucking life. I'm so thankful today and every single day and every single moment of my life because I have memorized the emotion and the feeling of gratitude. And that, let me tell you guys, has changed absolutely everything for me. This was not the default state for my entire life. This hasn't been always the case. It's something that I taught myself. It's something that I practiced. It's something that I showed up for every day. It's something that I got my mind and my brain and my heart familiar with through repetition. And here the fuck we are. It's just like I literally live life in this vibration of I fucking am just so thankful for everything around me. And everything is absolutely perfect as is, right? I don't need any more. However, let's say it like this. I am definitely satisfied with where I'm at right now, but there is a level of certainty in me that knows that she's capable of creating more and knows that she deserves to continue to create whatever the fuck she wants, right? So it's not this energy of like, okay, I'm content, I'm satisfied, you know, who am I to want more when I have all this great stuff around me, right? When I have a life that's okay, it's like, oh my God, I fucking love my life right now, not because I have the best life ever, right? Not because, you know, I'm like the richest bitch in the world or just think of like every perfect situation in the world that's most people think creates happiness. It's not that. It's just that whatever I have right now in my life, I am so fucking grateful for. Even if it doesn't look like my vision for the future or, you know, my desires that I have. I have a big, big list of desires of what I'm creating. I'm still able to cultivate deep satisfaction for where I'm at. And that is actually the key to manifestation. And if there's anything that I can teach you about manifestation is getting really fucking good at being satisfied. But not being satisfied in a way where you're like, okay, well, I'm satisfied where I am. I don't need to create anymore. Why would I need any more? There's absolutely nothing wrong with desiring more for your life. Where it gets toxic, where it gets a little self-sabotage-y, a little limiting, is when we just feel like what we have right now is not enough. And, you know, there's this future that is somehow going to make us feel happy and satisfied, right? There's this future circumstance, there's this future outcome, there's this future desire that's gonna, at the snap of a finger, all of a sudden, make us fall in love with our life. Absolutely fucking not. I spent way too much time living in that mindset, living in that paradigm. And let me tell you, honey, it really does not result in anything but fucking misery and disappointment. Misery and disappointment, I'm telling you. Very simple. I'm collapsing time for you by just sharing this with you and letting you know that my life, I actually love my life right now. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. But if I pull up my list of desires and I show you, most of those things, like 99% of those things on my list, I don't have yet, right? So I could either do one of two things. I can say, oh my God, like, I don't have any of this stuff. Like, when is it coming? Oh my God. Like, my life kind of sucks because I don't have this. And I can't allow myself to be happy or feel gratitude until I get these things because, you know, these are my desires. And my relationship to desires are, you know, my life is going to be fucking better once I get this desire or these desires. No. Or two, you can look at those desires or that desire list or, you know, however you do it. I personally teach people to make desire lists, and I personally love doing it. It's in the notes of my phone. It's fucking awesome. And look at that and get excited. Feel gratitude for what's to come while being deeply satisfied with where you're at right now in your life. There's nothing more beautiful than that, right? Because the former is basically a life filled with disappointment. And just, oh my God, this like disgusting feeling of like life kind of sucks and I'm always chasing, checking to see if it's here. Oh, it's not here. I fucking suck. My life sucks. When is it coming? Oh my God, it's not here. Oh my God, it's not working. Oh my God, I have to do more rituals. Oh my God, it's like literally living like this anxiety filled like manifestation life and that shit sucks. But I think it's kind of like fitness, right? As you guys know, I spent quite some time being a fitness coach in my life and being absolutely obsessed with fitness and all the things, and I still love fitness. I still have some fitness clients, so that's like still a thing, but with fitness, most of us start out as like being super manically obsessed with our fitness life and kind of like being super extra and super manic and super checky as in like staring in the mirror all the time and seeing if it's working, seeing if we're losing weight, seeing if, you know, what we're doing is good enough, if what we've been doing is effective enough, getting really anxious, looking at other people, comparing ourselves, right? Like that's how most people start their fitness journeys. And as you evolve, as you choose to become the woman who's no longer going to stand for that and who deserves better for herself, you start to shift that, right? You start to choose to be different. You start to show up as that different version of yourself. Same goes for manifestation. And I think manifestation is so important, and understanding energetics and frequency is so fucking important, not only to build the life that you want, but also to build the business of your dreams. Even if it's not a business, whatever career that you want, relationship that you want, like it is literally the foundation of creating a life that you fucking like, that you love, a life that feels good to wake up to every single day. Right, understanding energy, understanding the way to do it. And there's a lot of nuance when it comes to this stuff. That's why I'm always talking about this, because it's something I'm very passionate about. And it's important to understand, like, hear me out here. Everyone, maybe not everyone, but most people start off their manifestation journey in a way that feels fucking gross, disgusting, pressure-filled, and uncomfortable. I'm not saying that once you master this, it's going to feel like rainbows and butterflies all the time, because there are a lot of uncomfortable moments, but you become someone that's able to hold that. You become someone that has enough self-trust so that she can hold herself through the discomfort, right? But initially, it might not feel like that. It might feel like nothing is working. It might feel like too much pressure. It might feel like, oh my God, I have to do all of that to get to this. I don't think I can do this long term. It might feel like a lot of impatience, a lot of controlling, a lot of like making yourself do shit you don't want to do. And sometimes we do have to do stuff that we don't want to do, right? But I mean, like, let's say you have this insane fucking ritual list of things that you don't even fucking want to do that day, but you're like making yourself pull 1,000 oracle cards, making yourself write 1,000 affirmations and do all of these things that you don't even feel called to do that day in order to get the result that you want. Like, that is not the energy and that is not the vibe that you have to be in. So as I evolve in my work, as I learn more, as I teach people more, as I, you know, create these courses and do the research and live a life that embodies these principles, I start to realize different things. I start to realize, like, okay, like, this is where I went wrong in the past. This is where my clients are going wrong right now. And that's where my work becomes focused around helping people in that area, where it's like whoever's struggling with manifestation right now, whoever feels obsessive, whoever feels like they're just like doing the most, they're tired, they're exhausted, it's not working, they're not trusting the process. Like, that's, you know, this is where I come in and I help you. And I let you know that it doesn't have to feel that way. It doesn't have to feel heavy. It doesn't have to feel gross. It doesn't have to feel like you're forcing anything or like it's not working or you're doing all of these things, right? It's more of an embodiment. It's more of how you move through your life in the micro moments. And that's why getting into my spaces, getting into my courses, into my master classes and stuff like that, especially the upcoming ones, you know, the things I'm going to launch in the near future, it's going to be so important if you really want to live this life. And for my business owners, I love working with entrepreneurs who are coaches. I think I mentioned this in my last podcast episode, or maybe that was my live Instagram video yesterday. I'm realizing that although I love working with all types of business owners, you know, just people who are really like doing big things, it really excites me to work with coaches who have coaching businesses already, who are just feeling uninspired, drained, heavy. I don't want to say hopeless, because the clients I work with, they have fucking hope, otherwise they wouldn't hire me. But people who know that there's a better way to do things and who want to really live their life and run their business from the lens of energetics and frequency and manifestation, because that shit changed my life. And I will tell you that every single episode, it has been absolutely life-changing for me to see my business through a spiritual, energetic frequency and manifestation lens. I'm telling you right now, because the way I was, let's say, initiated into this entrepreneurship life was gross to me. It was gross. I'm thankful. And actually, something that I'm working on right now is being accepting and loving toward all versions of myself, even if that version of myself was doing something that didn't feel aligned at the time and didn't know it. And maybe she was blind to that. Or, you know, maybe I thought it was fine at the time. And my current version, like me right now, looks at that and kind of like cringes a little bit and feels like, I cannot believe I did that. Or why was I not, you know, opening my eyes up to X, Y, or Z, right? Working on being compassionate towards that version of myself, or any version of myself, or any of the work that I have put out into the world, whether it's content, a podcast, a program, a way of doing things, like a sales process, whatever, like, yes, my natural instinct is to be, like I said, to cringe, right? But I am working on just accepting all of it, right? But like I was mentioning, I was initiated into this entrepreneurship world in a way where it just made me, I don't want to say a shell of a person, but it kind of like broke me down in any way, in every way that you could ever imagine. Because I just wasn't doing it through a spiritual lens. I wasn't understanding energy. Like, a part of me always understood energy. I think I was born as an energy, we're all energetic beings, but the way I was able to read energy growing up is, I think, something that just comes natural to me, right? But I didn't understand how my energy could affect my reality, or, you know, my thoughts and my feelings and my frequencies, how that can affect like what comes into my reality, whether it's through my business or through my life, right? So I was kind of going through the motions of business by following what my coach at the time was telling me to do, even though it felt gross, right? And my energy wasn't the way I wanted it to be, right? I didn't know I had a choice to do it in a way that felt good. I didn't know that I had a choice to, you know, set intentions and think about the outcomes that I wanted, or the type of people that I wanted to bring into my world through my energy. I didn't know that I had a choice. So I was doing things that I didn't like. I was acting in ways that didn't really align with who my true self is, who my higher self was. I outsourced my power to everyone and everything around me at all times. Whether that was my peace being outsourced to people that, you know, clients that I didn't really like align with, or my peace being outsourced to people who I got on phone calls with, right? The sales process that I was doing, like, I let all of that dictate how I felt in my life and in my business. And most of the time it was just honestly like shit. But I felt like I was finally making it in life. Like, I felt like, oh my God, like I actually have a business, I have paying clients, and I hired someone to help me do this. So I felt like official. I felt like, oh my God, it's all working out. I felt like, you know, I manifested this business. And don't get me wrong, I did manifest the business of my dreams at the time. So it was always my dream to create that business. And it happened. But like I said, with the absence and without that knowing of energetics and manifestation and all of that, I created something I actually fucking hated. And I think I need to take a breath because I'm like not breathing. And so like I said, I was feeling like I finally found some sort of worth in my life. I found something that I wrote in 2020 or 2021, which is not that long ago, guys. A lot of growth has transpired for the last two and a half, three years. But in one of my old notebooks, I found the little note that I wrote, and it said, I finally feel worthy of existence now that I monetized my passion or something like that. Like, I'm not even kidding you. And maybe to some of you, you know, that's like, what's wrong with that? Like, that's how I feel. But some of you who, you know, have done the work and who have, like, really evolved past that kind of thinking might be horrified by that. I know I was when I read that. I was like, damn, it all makes sense. It all makes sense. If I only had someone to kind of guide me and teach me and show me the way, where it's like, you're worthy because you are, not because you're now making money or now because, you know, you manifested a business, or, you know, you have like a title that makes you quote unquote like cool or, you know, status or whatever. None of that. It was like, I finally found worth. So anything that I was told, anything that I was taught, anything that, you know, was presented to me as I was learning how to really fully own my role as a business owner and as an online coach and as, you know, the person who makes money, I was doing. And a lot of it gave me horrible headaches, made me fucking anxious, kind of, I wouldn't say like depressed, but just not happy. Like, I was always feeling physical symptoms and just feeling like, oh my God, this is so much, but I'm worthy now. So we're going to keep going, right? We're going to keep doing it. 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 We're going to hire someone else that doesn't even align with me. But you know, this person said it's my next step, and I don't know what intuition is, right? So back then, I didn't know what my intuition was. I didn't know who my higher self was. And if you guys are wondering, like, who is your higher self? It's basically the part of you that's connected to the spirit realm, which is the universe, right? So whatever you believe in, a higher power, it's connected to a higher power, and it basically has all the wisdom and knowledge that you will ever need to get to where you want to go in life, right? So it's completely separate from the ego side of you. It has no, like, your higher self knows that your worth is not attached to success or any external results. Your higher self is directly connected to a higher power, right? So all the wisdom, all the knowledge, all the guidance is within your higher self, and you can actually call on your higher self at any moment. And that changed the game for me and my business personally and my life fully. Like, I cannot believe that I didn't know this back then. And I cannot believe that people don't do this. And it's not to like make fun of anyone or make it seem like I'm better because I do this. Absolutely not. But I'm like, holy shit, this changed my life. And it's actually just, oh my God, like, it's night and day. After learning this stuff and actually living in this way and utilizing my higher self, forming a relationship with her, learning about what the fuck it actually is and how to call on it, everything changed for me. So when I think of people not doing it, I'm like, well, that's the thing that they need, right? But it's not up to me to force anyone to believe in any of this. Like, if you're listening to this right now and you're like, what the fuck, like, that's so weird, well, hey, to each their own, you know? Like, if what you're doing right now is not working for you and you're happy and you're kind of like on your own and letting your ego like run the show, but it's working for you and you have no desire yet to make a change, then that's all good, right? I'm mostly talking to my girls who are like, listen, I need another way. I need another solution. I need guidance from something bigger than myself, because that's where I was at, you know? So I basically just built something that I hated, and then I hired someone else that had like principles that I didn't agree with, and I was fucking buried and drowning in foundations, in shaky as fuck foundations and things that I just hated, right? And I also grew fairly quickly, like, puts out a business, grows right away. So I didn't have the space or the time or the capacity to hold the amount of growth that I experienced. And it's like actually emotional for me a little bit, because that's a lot to be thrown at someone, right? There's so much shit that went down as I was building the business that I was not mentally, physically, spiritually prepared for, because I wasn't doing the inner work for it. So I just felt fucking lost all the time, and like, life was really hard and business was really hard. And to be honest, I hit a point where I'm like, how the fuck am I gonna keep doing this? I hate this. Like, I hate it. Like, overall, like, a lot of the clients, most of the clients that I had, they were great. They were aligned, especially after a while. At first, I was really kind of working with anybody, and that was really tough because I was not attracting the people that I wanted. But over time, as I, like, refined my message and started showing up more authentically, I started pulling in people that were really good. And then I started, you know, teaching them about mindset, teaching them about manifestation, personal development, confidence, and hosting these group calls and really, like, letting myself be seen and teaching these women how to live lives that are going to make them feel fulfilled and how to live to their highest potential. Like, that was all good. So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh my god, I was part of that business, like, she hated it the whole time, no, that's not the case. It was more like the back end stuff and just like how I was operating in my everyday, like hating everything, feeling like everything had to be so hard, like getting like pounding headaches and just, I don't know, it was just a whole thing. So yeah, that's basically what led me to like the spiritual awakening and really just like learning how to connect with the higher power and how to be led and how to, you know, take risks and jump and leap into the unknown so that I can actually experience the life and the business that I want to fucking experience. And that took a lot of risks. That took a lot of like scary decision and just like, basically like bathing in uncertainty, but trusting that it's all working out for me. And that is not possible if you don't have that connection to the spiritual realm, right? So yeah, I just wanted to share that with you. And I feel like a lot of my listeners are actually where I was back then. So if any of this is resonating with you, please send me a DM on Instagram and let me know, because I want to be there to support you. Because it can feel really rough. And a lot of the times we feel like we want to give up on our business. We feel like we want to just say, fuck this, right? This is all too much. Even if you made a lot of money doing what you're doing, you look back and you think, I don't think I can do that again because it was so fucking physically demanding and my nervous system is scarred, right? So if you feel me on that, let me know. Actually, if you are that person, like, let me know. Like, those are the people that I really, truly want to work with, to be honest. I want to show them a different way. I want to show them what's possible for them in business and in life. Like, that makes me excited. Yeah, there's a different way. And I just really wanted to share that with you guys because I've been wanting to share that with you for a very long time, I feel. But it's all so clear to me now. It's also clear to me, especially the part of like, wow, I wasn't ready for that. A lot of the times when you're building a business, like, the slow growth is absolutely fucking mwah, chef's kiss, because you have so much time to work on the parts of yourself that need to be evolved, that need to be anchored in order to be able to hold that amount of success and that amount of business growth and amount of money or whatever it is. Like, literally name your fucking thing. You need to be prepared for it. And when you're not prepared for it, it can feel like everything is fucking on fire. Even like being prepared to make a lot of money, you know, or like to make more money than you ever have. Like, you need to like have a foundation of who you want to be with that money, like how you want to spend that money, how you want to feel about that money, right? How you want to attract more of that money from an energy that supports where you're going, how you want to appreciate it, right? So let me tell you something. Like, if you are at a place right now where maybe your business growth isn't where you want it to be and you feel like shame or guilt, I want you to turn that around, because there's a reason why you are not exactly where you want to be yet. There are still lessons that need to be learned. And I truly believe that I was like put into that situation so I can be able to teach you guys and to be able to support you guys as you're kind of like in that spot of your life and your business where you're like, oh my God, like, I just want more. Like, it's not here yet. Why isn't it here? Or like, you know, I want to be a millionaire already. Why am I not a millionaire? Well, you have to become that kind of person first. You have to become that person that's able to hold that success. And the way you become that is dissolving parts of you that can't come to that next level. Recognizing your patterns, recognizing your actions, your behaviors, your thoughts, your feelings, your reactions, taking a look at that, making adjustments, and showing up as the person that is able to hold that much success and that much growth in a business that big. Whew. Yeah. So that's all I have for you guys. That was a lot. I feel my entire body, like, I'm literally hot. Like, I feel like I have a fever right now because that was a lot of energy that I expelled. It's a lot of vulnerability. It's a lot of, like, I don't feel shame, thank God, because I've done a lot of work on shame lately. But for a while, I was definitely feeling a lot of shame for this, a lot of shame for what I've done in the past, a lot of shame for, you know, going along with sales processes that didn't feel good, a lot of shame for, like, having that transactional energy in my business where it's like, oh, like, you know, I need more clients, so I'm going to talk to this person and hopefully they want to work with me, and just like that fucking needy energy that basically was taught to me, right? Like I said, I did anything that was taught to me. Maybe not everything, because some things I was like, you are fucking wild, I'm not doing that shit. But for the most part, for the most part, I was like, I was doing the thing. So yeah, my love goes out to you. My support goes out to you. And I want you to know that there's another way. You don't hate your business. And, you know, sometimes pivoting is a thing, right? Sometimes you've outgrown the things that you've been talking about for a while. The niche that you're in, the topic that you've been coaching people on, you outgrow that, and that is oh fucking K too. That's actually a beautiful thing. So much growth, so much knowledge, so much wisdom comes from actually pursuing that pivot and going after what your fucking soul wants. And we can talk about that for days, guys. Talk about that for days. I love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in every single week. I've been seeing you guys share my podcast on your stories, and that makes me so fucking happy. You know it does. I'll say that every single time. I find it to be so fascinating and beautiful that, you know, you take the time to be like, hey, I'm actually going to screenshot this and I'm going to put it on my story and tag Jada so she knows I'm listening. There's something so special about that, and I want you to know that I will never take that for granted. So please keep doing it, and thank you so much. My heart goes out to you always with gratitude for being so supportive on this podcast journey with me. I love you guys. You guys are my favorite people in the world, my podcast listeners. You guys know the real, true me, and you guys are just real ones. So thank you so much. I love you. If you haven't left a rating or review, please go do that as well. And I will talk to you next week.